We've got from the Occupational Health Clinic, the manager there, Michelle Overstreet, joins us. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
And Michelle's going to be on here to talk about the RetainWorks program. And the program coordinator for that is Kendall Runnebaum. She joins us as well. Good morning.
Good morning.
Pleasure to have you both on. So we hear that RetainWorks. First of all, give us a little bit of an overview for those who maybe don't know what that is.
So RETAIN stands for Retaining Employment and Talent After Injury Illness Network. And Ascension's really excited to support Kansas as they participate in this important research. We're only one of eight states that are participating in this. And the goal of the study is to determine really what's needed to keep injured or ill employees at work.
Okay. It is as I understand, it's a grant-funded program. For how long is this going to be in place?
So this grant will continue to take referrals through May of 2024.
Okay. And so you said mentioned one of eight states participating in it. So how are you supporting folks here in the local community, Michelle?
One of the things that we're doing is, as we look at the employment rate and our economic situation, through Ascension, we're able to work with our community providers in Pottawatomie, Riley, Gary, and other surrounding counties. And it's through those providers that they help us identify patients who are not able to return to work at 100%. By communicating with those medical providers, they're able to give us the names. Through the RetainWorks program, we then reach out to the patient and say, hey, we heard that you have an injury. Are you interested in learning more about the program? And then we begin to walk through and provide them with some support. One of the things that's unique about this grant-funded program is some of the patients will be put into the treatment group and some of them will be put into the control group. Those in the treatment group are fortunate to have the support not only of their medical providers from throughout our community, but they are also assigned a patient navigator who just sticks with them, makes sure they have questions answered, that they're making their appointments, doing what they need to do. And then we also have partnerships with the employers themselves in our community, as well as some incredible folks from the Department of Commerce, specifically in this area, our Heartland Works, which is our workforce center, who will also work with those patients to ensure that they're able to either re-enter the workforce or remain in the workforce.
All right, very good. How's it grown in popularity? Do you have a lot of businesses taking part in it right now?
Right now, we're still working to get the word out. Manhattan came on board in phase two of this grant, and so we're really pushing and working hard. Patients can self-refer through our website, retainworks.org, or they can talk to their provider, their medical provider, and they can get in touch and we will work with them. One of the things that is good, because it is a research project, is that there is some incentive money that's available to patients in the treatment group. They can actually earn up to $250 in incentive money by participating, making their appointments, and touching base with their patient navigator.
Interesting. Okay. And what about benefits to employers? What might that look like?
You know, in our community, as we even think about our listening area, we know that right now our unemployment rate is between 2.1% and 3.7%, which is incredibly low and really good. However, that also means that when you have a good employee, you want to hold on to them and do everything that you can to keep them. You know, on average, it costs up to a third of a new hire's annual salary to replace an existing employee, and it usually takes them about 13 months to get up to speed on their job. And so we know that holding on to those good employees that you have is critical. And so we want to help employers do that. Part of that partnership with our Heartland Works, the Workforce Center here in Manhattan, and also there's one in Junction City in Topeka. One of the things that they do is they'll communicate with employers, find out if there is transitional duty for this employee, if we can help them work from home, or if there's something that they might need in their job that would help them be able to go back temporarily or for a short period of time each day so that they can remain in the workforce.
So, Kendall, can you talk to a little bit about kind of what the process is for applying for someone that wants to go through the program?
Sure. So individuals who are interested can self-refer. They can go to our website at www.retainworks.org. There's a section there for patients that they can refer. Employers can also go to that site under that the tab for employers. We get a lot of our referrals from providers directly. Each of the referrals do require a provider signature before we can move forward. So we do have to engage that provider in the beginning phase, but they can definitely self-refer, and employers and providers can help them enter the program.
And I see that, you know, this is available. There's several different regions here. We're in the region two here, Heartland Works region. So this is impacting a good swath of northeastern Kansas.
Yes. Yes. And then there are other partners that cover the remainder of the state that we work with.
Okay. Well, and Michelle, you work obviously in occupational health, and the benefits for going through Ascension Via Christi, you see it every day, don't you?
Absolutely. And, you know, that's one of the things that's unique about Ascension being a statewide partner with this. Not only do we have a presence here in the Manhattan and surrounding areas, but we've got our partners in Pittsburgh and that area down there, as well as Wichita and that surrounding area. So as people think about this program, it's important for them to remember it's not just those injuries that they receive at work, but perhaps it's that individual who fell off the ladder while they were hanging Christmas lights, broke their arm, and they're not able to return to work. And so I think those are the kinds of things that we want to make sure there's information out there for them, and we want to support them through that process.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, the website is retainworks.org. That is a grant-funded program here available locally. What else might people be interested in knowing about the program?
You know, I think one of the things that as I came on board, I was committed to helping our general public know about Heartland Works. Man, it is a really great tool for individuals in our community who are either retooling for a new position, looking to do a job search, work on resumes, whatever that might be. And I think that's the really neat piece, is just heightening the awareness of what those free services are, and that they're available to anyone. The other piece of that is that we have some tremendous medical providers in our community, and they sit and they know what the patient's needs are. And so as they're working with somebody who really is wanting to get back to work, but due to either a physical or a mental illness or injury that they're dealing with, they can't, it's in their best interest, they know, to work with a good partner to help these people return to the workforce to the best of their ability.
So important. And, you know, a lot of folks don't want to just sit on the sidelines. They want to get back. I know you get antsy when you have an illness or an injury that's preventing you from doing that. And the end game is getting past that. And so this obviously sounds like a good project here. Again, if people want more information, what's the best way to reach out to you guys at the hospital?
So people can reach out to me directly, to Kendall. I do have a phone number, the 785-802-8216. And also just through that retainworks.org, if somebody self-refers, it will go directly to us. And then we can reach out to them immediately and help them through that process.
All right, very good. Well, anything else before we wrap up, guys?
I think we want to just help remind people that this, again, is open to absolutely anybody who's not able to be at work at 100%, either because they were displaced from their job due to illness or injury. It's for any Kansan. There is an age limit of ages 18 to 65, and this is for individuals who had that illness, injury, or exacerbation of either one of those within the last 12 weeks. So there are a couple parameters on that, but we'll work with anybody that gets in touch with us and see if they qualify.
All right, very good. Again, retainworks.org, that's the website to keep in mind here. We've been, again, speaking with Michelle Overstreet and Kendall Runnebaum here to talk about that. Thank you so much, and we hope that it continues to have success.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, stay tuned. We're going to visit with some other folks from Ascension Via Christi in the next segment. Stay tuned.